Hi, you're listening to Conversations with Musicians with Leah Roseman, and this is a special bonus catch-up episode with singer-songwriter Megan Jerome. Today is also the release of my conversation with her husband, the jazz drummer Mike Soudry. In this short episode, you'll hear how Megan fell in love with Mike, as well as about the creation of her new album, Love, with the Together Ensemble, including two songs from the album, Hot Pink Heart and Isn't Life Grand. She also talked about some valuable mentorship that helped her secure funding for the album. Megan's original episode, as well as this catch-up bonus, are linked together with the video and podcast versions and the transcripts.
Hey, Megan.
Hi. How's it going, Leah?
Good. This is fun.
This is fun.
So we're going to release this special bonus episode the same day that we release your husband, Mike Soudry's episode about jazz drumming and his life, but I didn't get around to asking him how you guys met. In fact, I think your name only came up once, so
great.
I'm sure people would love to hear that.
Well, we met at Carleton. I was in the music program. I was in first year, and Mike was in fourth year, and he was a TA for our class, and that was unusual, usually it's master's students who are TAs, and he didn't really look the part. He had this, orange crocheted toque, and he had this long hair, and really long, and he wrote his name on the chalkboard, Mike Soudry. I was like, Soudry, I've never, so mysterious, what is his last name? And he wrote his phone number down, and I recognized it as a Barhaven phone number, and I thought, oh my god, this guy is so cool, he doesn't even need downtown. And so then I called, because I really wanted to meet him, but I didn't have any questions. I really understood what was going on, so I had to pretend to have some questions so that I could meet him. So I called him, and his mother answered the phone, but I didn't realize it was his mother. I thought it was just a Swedish masseuse that he was living with in Barhaven. But anyway, I had Dave Hildinger was a great jazz pianist in Ottawa who started a program at Ottawa U for jazz piano, but he said, okay, find some people Megan to play with. And I said, well, I'm sure there'll be first year folks. And he said, no, find people in fourth year. Always try to play with people who are better than you and try and do it regularly. And so he and I rehearsed. He agreed to this, even though he probably knew a million standards. I only knew Bye Bye Blackbird, Autumn Leaves, and Blues in B-flat, and that's all I played all year long. And he rehearsed with me every week. And he was just so nice. It was just the easiest thing in the world, There was a party at Alan Gilmore's house, I think, the music at Carleton is so small that, sort of frosh week is just hanging out with your professors, mm-hmm. In their backyard. We're just having parties. And then at night you're going to see, we would go to see Rob Frain play. And I think maybe Rob was playing at with a band called Bitches Brew, at the Cave or something. And then he had another gig at Wim Cafe, and it was just do you want to go out on Friday night? Yeah. And do you want to go out on Saturday night? Okay. And do you think you want to go out? Okay. It was just so easy. Yeah.
Okay. Nice story.
Yeah.
Here is Megan Jerome with her newly released song, Isn't Life Grand, from her album Love with the Together Ensemble.
Very, very clear to see. I'm so lucky.
Hi, just a quick break from the episode. I'm an independent podcaster who does all the many jobs required to produce this series, and there are a lot of costs I bear as well. Please consider either buying me a virtual coffee as a tip or becoming a monthly supporter starting at $3 Canadian, which is close to $2 US or 2 euros, and getting access to unique perks. The link is in the description. Now, back to the episode.
So on this cold winter's day, we're going to have a great catch-up.
Nice. Yeah.
Since I first interviewed you, you have some big news.
I do. I had a CD launch. So I've recorded a whole album. I got a grant from the Canada Council. That's big for me. And yeah, so we recorded 12 new songs in CD form. And then we just did two shows at the Redbird, which is a new venue in Ottawa. So there was like a solo show in the afternoon, just me and the piano. There's a little acoustic piano there. Mario Carlucci from the CBC was there to just interview. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like a hosted concert, which I've never really done. But that was super nice. And then the band show, Rebecca Campbell came from Toronto, and Fred Gagnon on guitars, Don Cummings on organ, Mike Sergi on drums, and we played. And it was sold out at the Red Bird. Yeah, so we're super, super happy. Yeah, and then I have a digital plan for the release, which is, the album is called Love, and it's all love songs, and I'm releasing digitally one song a month for the next year.
Okay.
So that I can kind of, you know, enjoy the release, enjoy the album, and call it Megan's Year of Love.
Okay. So will that be on Bandcamp or all the streaming services?
I think streaming services. Like, I guess I can do Bandcamp. I don't have Bandcamp right now.
You've got to get Bandcamp.
I know, okay.
I will only buy music on Bandcamp. Like, it's. I think it's important that all, you know, independent artists anyway.
Right. Okay, that's the new. That's the new. It's not, I mean, I don't mean Bandcamp is new. That's my new goal.
Yeah.
If you say so, I'll do it. Yeah, so just, you know, digital, like I was going to go, well, I go through CD Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. To get the other ones, but
I think you're not prevented from.
Not at all.
Yeah.
No.
One of the artists I'm interviewing soon, I was hearing him in another interview, and he's been out there, you know, well known internationally for years, and he said it was a game changer to go on Bandcamp, which he just did in the last year. Yeah.
A game changer.
Yeah.
Cool.
I won't say because his episode's not released.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, and I think you'll see. I mean, there's a community. I think when Bandcamp. It's come up with several of the artists I've talked to. I think when it first started, it was much better because it was before streaming that Bandcamp started, so people were buying albums. But, like, I buy albums all the time on Bandcamp, and it's very easy. I don't know. I just
And then you keep them on your computer?
What I do, I have the app on my phone, so when I download the stuff I want to be listening to at that time, so I have, and then I can remove them when I, you know, and put other stuff on.
Okay. Got it.
But I don't know, because we know the streaming services, the artists aren't getting money, right? It's a sham.
It's like photocopying music. Yeah.
So get yourself on Bandcamp.
Okay. All right. I will. Good.
And this grant you got, I was talking to a European jazz musician who's also going to be featured soon.
Okay.
And she was saying, yeah, you think we have support, but in Canada it seems much easier to get funding to produce albums, which is very hard in other countries. So.
Okay.
It is a wonderful thing. What specific kind of grant was it that you applied for?
It's on the Canada Council. I think it was called Concept to Realization.
Okay.
So the way that it's different now than it used to be, you know, it's, but the idea, and I had a lot, I kept calling the grant officer, and whoever I spoke to was always really, really helpful. So I totally recommend that if somebody's applying. And there's another guy, his name is Val Omazic, and he has a organization in Toronto, and I can talk about that later, but he helped me a lot with my application. So the grant, I think it was called Concept to Realization. So the idea was very clear. Basically, like I have these songs. I had gotten a grant from the City of Ottawa to write the songs. So I wrote the songs, and then it paid us to rehearse and do, I did like sort of three mini sessions in the spring. Like, we would rehearse and then take a break, rehearse, take a break, rehearse, take a break. And in there, I did a solo show of all the new stuff, and we did a band show of all the new stuff. And then we recorded at Dawn's house. And Dave Bignall, who is in Ottawa, he recorded it at Dawn's house. And the last album, he'd really helped me like we took it to him to mix, but actually he had all these producing ideas. We added vocals, we added piano parts, we added all this stuff. So this time I brought him in like way, way earlier. We've been talking about what to do on the album for, you know, a year maybe, meeting and talking and trading ideas. So it covered that. The producer, me, everybody in the band, rehearsing, recording, mixing, mastering, producing the CD, playing the concert, some artwork.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yes, because otherwise it's sort of like, how am I going to do this again? I think for a certain amount it's always been my own investment, which of course is natural, but then after a while it's like, well, this is, you know, it's I don't really make a lot of money playing music live, so at a certain point I thought, how, it's not that sustainable for me to keep, you know. If you're doing it yourself, maybe you're doing it for like all your friends are doing you favors, maybe it's like $5,000 or $10,000. I don't think it's ever any less than sort of that, which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know? So I was like, okay, I can't just do that every 2 years, you know? Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Fantastic.
Thank you to the Canada Council and the City of Ottawa, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. It's a really big deal. Yeah.
And when we first spoke, because this will be linked to your original interview,
mm-hmm.
you sang some songs and they are on that album, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So can you tell me about this organization, this guy in Toronto who helped you out with the grant?
Yeah, his name is Vel Omazik, and he has an organization called CMI, which is Canada Music Incubators, and they offer free artist entrepreneur boot camps across the whole country, and one-on-one mentorship, and it's amazing. He's like, Vel is the leader of the thing, but you can get mentorship from different people in his organization based on what you're needs are. And Mike and I went, they offered a free artist entrepreneur boot camp in mm-hmm. Ottawa for a weekend 7 years ago, mm-hmm. and Mike and I went, mm-hmm. and it was great. We were kind of like, you know, what's this going to be like? But it was a full of information, like super helpful information for every different person there, depending on everybody's different goals. And then if you do one of their boot camps, your reward is free mentorship. And it's like that. Like, he's read contracts with Mike and advised Mike about contracts. He edited, like, question by question, my grant application. It's like, okay, you have, I had all the artist part. Mm-hmm. Said, all you need are some more details. You're playing a venue. What's the seats? How are the tickets? You know, like, all this kind of stuff. Like, really, really, I think he's the reason I got the grant, you know? But, anybody can take these free workshops. And you can also purchase mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. He's like 100% pure gold, helpful information tailored to you specifically.
That's really, really great.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, I think he really, really saw a gap between his history, I think, is in commercial, like Sony or something. You know, like. I don't know his whole past, but like even, I think maybe his brother is a super famous Canadian rock star. I don't know, but yeah, so Vel is like, he's like a link. Like it makes it, I'm sure he's the reason I got the grant in terms of beefing up all my answers with like more facts, more details.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he noticed a gap between independent artists and the information that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time he came to Ottawa, we were like, oh my God, we were like so thirsty for this, because he's from Toronto, you know, and if you're in Toronto, people just know more. It's a bigger city. They have more connections. We just don't know that here.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's, and we don't know we don't even know what to ask.
Yeah.
So he's that, and he's doing it all across the country. Yeah, he's really, really special. It's a very, very special project. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Megan has also shared another new song from her album, Hot Pink Heart. Megan Jerome and the Together Ensemble.
This magic little picture paints a glow inside of me. It turns a tiny feeling into something I can see. I came across it one day on my Pinterest feed. It fills me with the feeling I have all I'll ever need. A love I never knew before now hangs upon my wall. And in so happy I can feel this way. I like to look a little at it every single day. This hand-painted heart in my favorite hue perfectly expresses all the love I feel for you. A love I never knew before now hangs upon my wall, and in real life I know the greatest love of all. A little love inside me has become a work of art. Oh, nothing says I love you like my heart.
I hope those of you who heard my original episode with Megan enjoyed this catch-up, and if you missed it, you'll find her personal journey interesting and inspiring. We talked quite a lot about her unique approach to teaching as well. Season 3 of this podcast and video series continues with an inspiring variety of musicians worldwide sharing their unique perspectives from a life so enriched by music.
You can find a link to leave me a tip to support this work in the description. Have a great week.